From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. Commercial salmon trawlers in southeast Alaska have their first king opening of the season Saturday, July 1st. For the summer season, the fleet has an allocation of 90,000 Chinook managed under the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is seeking to target 70% of that, or 63,000 treaty kings in the first two possible openings. Grant Hagerman is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's troll management biologist for Southeast. He says the department will be monitoring the catch and expects the opening to run 6 or 7 days.
Really, the first couple days is a large indicator of the abundance of fish. There's, you know, typically a buildup of fish that happen. Those first couple days, those fish are there, and catch rates just tend to drop. There's what we call kind of a fish down effect. So we're just hoping that the fleet stays in contact with us. We get some landing information and just find out how steep that fish down effect is and if we are seeing truly a reduced abundance of fish by day two, day three, as those fish get caught up.
Because of low king salmon abundance, the overall troll allocation for combined winter, spring, and summer seasons is more than 100,000 fish lower than last year. The target number for this year's first troll opening is roughly half of the target from last July. Alaska lawmakers are limping towards the halfway point of their second special session this year and taking a collective breather after passing a state operating budget. Legislatures have largely left Juneau, and attendance for the floor sessions this week has not been mandatory. The House and Senate have nothing to vote on unless an agreement is reached on oil and gas tax credits, the only item currently left on the agenda. Senate President Pete Kelly recently said lawmakers are worn out after the extended regular and special sessions. Lawmakers still face tough questions, including how best to address Alaska's multi-billion dollar deficit. They also have yet to pass a capital budget, which the State Transportation Department says could delay some scheduled projects. Governor Bill Walker participated Wednesday in a White House meeting on energy issues. His office says Walker was one of four governors invited to discuss energy opportunities in their respective states. U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt joined Walker and governors of Iowa, Maine, and Nebraska for the meeting, which also include tribal leaders. Walker has long touted the potential for a major natural gas pipeline project in Alaska, seeing it as a way to bolster the economic fortunes of a state that's largely reliant on oil. State officials have expressed hope for working with President Donald Trump's administration on resource development and land access issues. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Carter Barrett.